never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. By the way, if you're noticing the shows are maybe a little bit longer this week, yes, I have a few extra words to spread around. That's for sure. I borrowed a few from my wife because she's got a little... Okay, stop right there. Okay. It's best that I do. But anyway, got a few extra words. And I forgot to start my my clock. So I have no idea what's going on right now. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get you out of here by December, something like that. We'll see. So today, your desire comes from their desire. What the heck do I mean by that? Well, you want something, right? As Zig Ziglar said so many years ago, and I see this quote all the time, and I'm going to mess it up. You can get everything you want in life if you help other people get what they want. Something like that. And it is so true. But how do you use that? How do you apply that every single day, huh? How do you make it happen? And somebody's in front of you. How do you do that? That's what we're talking about today. So you can apply what Zig Ziglar taught so long ago. If you haven't followed Zig, if you haven't looked into his work, it's really old school. He was the first person that really I connected with. I had a friend of mine, Larry, gave me Zig's See You at the Top album, the old Nightingale Conant album, handed it to me, and I looked at it like, what the heck is this? It's like 12 hours of listening to some dude talking really seriously. He goes, trust me, Scott, just start listening to Zig. It'll change your life. And man, it did. That's where it all started. So you should do the same thing if you get the chance. I'm sure it's online someplace right now. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I do want to reiterate yesterday's Perfect Week Planner lesson about holding space in this week starting next week. And the reason I want to say this is because I know you don't get it. I know you didn't hear me. Scott, I can't control my schedule like that. I can't. I know you can. If you were to work with me directly every single week and talk to me once a week, like some people do, or be in my Face Your Passion group and talk to me twice a week, which is awesome. If you were to do that, and I were to bug you, that's a technical term for it, every single week, about getting your control of your calendar and your schedule, if you couldn't show up more than 2 or 3 weeks in a row before you had to do it, and the very minute you did it, life would change. So if you didn't hear yesterday's show, go back and get it, and get that Perfect Week Planner, perfectweekplanner.com. Start doing it. Just trust me on this one. I've done this a long time. I'm not going to steer you the wrong direction. This works. All right, so it's Friday. Feeling pretty good today. Feeling pretty fit. Working out really hard. Bench pressed 245 pounds the other day. Feeling pretty good. My mom said, are you sure that's good for you? You're not a kid anymore. I said, what? If I die with a 250 pounds coming down on my chest, I think that's a pretty good way to go. Although I can think of a couple more physically strenuous activities that might be more fun to die doing, but we can't talk about it on the show. But since it's Friday, I always ask, how do you want to feel? Now, I ask this question every single day as part of my daily awareness diary. It's a prompted diary that I use. It is fantastic the way it works. We teach that in Face Your Passion. I use it all the time. How do I want to feel? And it's amazing when I ask that question at least once a day, and it is once a day for me. It could be a little more if I think about it, but it changes every day. Because I find like today, it's like, hey, I want to feel rested. I want to feel really good. I want to relax and creative. It changes every single day. So when you sit down and you take a few minutes after this podcast, and I will suggest that you do, that you take just a minute or two when this podcast is over and lean your head back in your chair, kick your feet up if you want to. Don't fall asleep. Don't do that. And say, how do I want to feel? I know the kids are getting in my way. I know my job is stressful. I know the economy is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. Who's gaslighting us? I have no idea who that is. Everybody I look around, some people are really good, doing well, others are not. I think we're somewhere in between. That's stressful. And election year is here too. That's stressful. So take a couple of minutes and say, how do I want to feel? And then here's the real secret to this. Give it a minute and just let it flow into you. Because if you're like any other human in the world, you're not going to lie to yourself. You only do that for so long. And eventually you're like, man, right, I do want to feel this way or that way. And the next step is just figure out a way to make it happen. That's decidedly harder, but we can get there once you know you want it. How do you want to feel? So your desire comes from their desire. Yes, we're going to get out there and get to help people. If we want something in this world, no matter what it happens to be, you're going to have to give somebody else something. If you want to buy a really fancy, nice car, you got two choices. You can, you have three, I guess. You can probably have one, maybe inherit one, possibly. You can steal one, I guess. But most likely, you're going to have to buy one. And somebody probably already owns that. Man, I want that car, but they've already got it. I got news for you. Somebody already owns everything in the world right now. I'm sure there are a few things we can figure out, because it's an abundant world, so we could figure out a way to create stuff nobody else owns right now. It happens every day. But for the most part, the stuff that most of us use every single day, somebody already owns and controls. If you want it, you're going to have to give them something, have to solve their problem. So in my case, I want this Lamborghini, and I want to get that, and the dealer has it, and the dealer wants to sell it, but the dealer's got a big note on that, and he just can't get rid of it unless I give him money. He's got a problem. He's wasting his time with a guy in the showroom who may or may not give him money. That's a dealer's problem. So my solution is to give him money, right? I know it's kind of a big, broad, silly one because most people don't want a Lamborghini. I don't want one. The reason I don't want one is because when I drive one, if I draw one, there are certain people going to be jealous of me driving a Lamborghini. And unless I'm in an area where everybody drives Lamborghinis, that's not safe. I'll drive my Ram pickup. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, not a day passes without someone asking, how do I get another person to help me get what I want? I get that all the time around here. I get emails every single day, people asking me to help them get what they want. I thought, well, wait a second. What about me? I don't mean that. I'm not meaning that in a bad way. I'm just saying I'm human, just like you. It's like, well, you're asking me for something. That's weird. I don't even know you. First email you ever sent me and you're asking me for something. Don't know how I feel about that. The truth is, I do know how I feel about that. Get out of here. But you're that way too, aren't you? See, persuading others is one key to getting what you want in life. But you want the big secret? It's not about you. Have you figured that out yet? There's kind of two ways here. You get confused if you listen to me a little bit of time, but let me explain this to you. I will say it's all about you. Prioritize yourself first. I'll say that all the time. You got to eat. You got to breathe. Got to take care of yourself. Got to work out. Got to be healthy. All that stuff. There's a lot of things that are all about you that you got to do. If you don't do it, life's going to slowly fall apart. You know it, because we all fall apart from time to time, don't we? Yeah, that was a bad year, dude, but I got it together. Yeah. Happens. Man, it is all about you. But the person that's right in front of you that can help you get what you want, it's all about them too. You'll get what you want faster by focusing on how you can help them, others, solve their problem. And using something called the ladder of desire. Have you heard that term before? I've used it for years. I have no idea where I picked up that term. I do know that I did not invent that term. It's not exactly how I talk. But I picked it up someplace along the way, and it just makes real sense because I know that every single day I get out of bed, and most people I know get out of bed, they desire something. Sometimes on the weekends, I desire different things than I want during the week. Wink, wink. So how's that ladder of desire work? Well, number one, most people lecture other people, and that's just not nice. I don't lecture anybody. I do talk too much. I'll admit that. It's kind of built into my, it's a career disadvantage, right? I'm really good at talking to you at 9 minutes at a time. Been doing it 20 years now. Sometimes I can come up, this guy talks too much, man. He's preaching at me. Yeah. It's an occupational hazard sometimes. So I'll admit that. But I don't lecture others on purpose. But most people do. That's a low level of communication. It rarely builds a real connection. And that's kind of what I was talking about. When somebody sends me an email and they've obviously taken time to construct the email to get me to do something for them, to help them do something. And yeah, it's always fine to do that. That's okay. But they're lecturing me. They're telling me about themselves and why they deserve this and why they need this and why they think I can help them and why we need to connect and all that kind of stuff. They're lecturing me. You didn't even say hello. Makes sense. So don't lecture. That's so low level. It doesn't work. Number two, a more practical solution is to show others the way and explain how to solve their problem. Let's get back to the email situation. I get a lot of people who will connect with me on things. They want to help me do certain things, or they want help building their business in most cases. Notice how I stumbled into that. They want help building their business. In other words, they want me to be a client of theirs, and they want to do stuff for me. That's great. The ones who get my attention, and I actually flag their emails because it's natural. They start their email wanting to show me the way, wanting to show me how they can solve my problem, not telling me about them, not lecturing me about why I should be using them, how much I could do if I had them. No, they start explaining to me what they do that can really help me to get what I want. Probably done a little bit of research on me and how they know. And those people get flagged and eventually they get a response. And many, many times I hire those people. I bring them in because I do need help on lots of things. The people that lecture me, delete. So we're not going to lecture people, and we're going to approach it with more of a solution and explain how we can solve their problem. But the most potent way is to offer to take care of their problem or their dilemma, whatever you want to call it. It is the top rung of the ladder of desire. Everybody wants their problems to disappear. If you can make that happen like that, you're a hero. So what does that look like in real life? I don't have time, man. Sure you do. Sure you do. Sometimes a problem is somebody just can't hold all their grocery bags and open their car door. Sometimes a problem is somebody doesn't know how to think about something and you could maybe reframe them. Sometimes a problem is somebody doesn't know how to get something done and you know somebody who can help and you offer to give them that referral to make the introduction for them. It is so simple. Sometimes, yes, I do this oftentimes with clients when I'm working with them. I don't do a lot of done-for-you work anymore. I did that, you know, 10 years ago. We do a lot of folks that are building businesses. A lot of people want to build podcasts, and they work with me on building a podcast. I don't build podcasts, but I will advise you how to do it. I'm not going to do it for you, but every now and then, I have somebody who's trying to get there. They just need help. They're stuck someplace, and I will say, I got a couple hours. Let me just do that for you. And I'll just do it, hand it back to them, and they're up and running like that. It's crazy. Now, I don't do it all the time. Don't ask me to do it because, you know, it takes time. But the reality is I can do that. I can help them, and so I do. And my guess is you do that in a lot of ways as well. So remember this, if you want to get something, you want somebody else to be on your side. It's a people business we're in, this thing called life. No lecturing to others. Try to hold back on that, even if you're a talker like I am, and it can come across that way. I'm far quieter than you think I am. I'm so quiet, not on this podcast, because I've learned to zip it. Number two, present a practical solution. Explain how you can help. That's the next way. And the final way is offer to take care of that problem for them. And it doesn't have to be much. In fact, I would even suggest that you probably, if you can identify what their problem is, and it's a big, hairy, scary problem, just find one little place where you can help them make it less scary. Just one little thing. It'll take you 30 seconds and watch what happens. Watch how they really connect with you. Pretty simple stuff. And this is really just basic. This is basic being a human. So we just have to remember it though, don't we? In real time. That's the hard part. See you Monday.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back.